Today's listener essay is by Tina Meyer.
I have a dear husband who has hearing loss. I think it must be from listening to his older brother beat on the drums in countless garages while he still had tender ear bones. Then, after years of power tool use in adulthood, the country of his hearing loss was forged. Though it is a vast country, it is still unacknowledged by its founder. It is a landscape filled with monuments to whispered secrets, unheard words of endearment, missed intentions, dangling thoughts, and could-have-been-avoided arguments. Take, for example, the time we had the fight over the lost car keys. I went to bed crying, bitter, stomach in angry knots. He came in to apologize. He said to my stony face, "I'm sorry." I tried to melt my features into compassion, to take the high road to peace, but at that precise moment, the olive branch was just beyond my reach. He stood up from the edge of the bed and walked out. That is when I said quietly, "I'm sorry too." Only, I don't know if he ever heard me. If he did, he didn't respond. If he didn't, that little weed of hurt that grew up in the ground between us that night might never have been planted. As it was, its seed fell from the sky and took root in the country of his hearing loss. There are the more mundane times when I'd call him to dinner and he wouldn't hear me. For the longest time, I didn't realize he didn't hear me. We both know that coming to the table when called is a pet peeve I have. I like people to respond timely and eat while the food is still hot. So, after a second call, I'd already have hurt feelings and begin eating without him. Enduring my silence, he'd eat, wondering what it was he did this time to make me angry. And then there was the time that he didn't hear me yell, "The back stair is loose, be careful." He fell, of course, and then asked me suspiciously why I didn't tell him the stair was loose. "I did, but you didn't hear me," I said. He seemed to doubt me. I thought then of all of the unwarranted wondering he must do about motives and misinformation, claims of communications made, doubts of my sanity and his in that quiet country alone. I have finally learned to ask, "Did you hear me?" which often irritates him, but I guess that's the price of taxes he pays in the country of his hearing loss. I often wonder how many times he has not heard me say, "I love you," or "thank you." I shudder to think how lonely it must get in that country. These reflections have caused me to consider how hearing loss has impacted the course of history in this country and what might have happened in that other silent one we speak of now. Maybe Caesar would have heard Brutus coming and we'd all be speaking Italian. If Pontius Pilate had been hard of hearing, Judas might have had time to change his mind. If Beethoven had not been deaf, I wonder if he would have created such works of genius born of passion and torment. Maybe Gutenberg was hard of hearing, so he decided to dedicate his life to reproducing the written word, which undoubtedly made one of, if not the biggest, impact on the course of humanity. Well, such philosophical musings are entertaining, but the hard, cold reality of a 25-year relationship in the country of hearing loss raises disturbing questions, such as, how many apologies has he missed? Voice inflections that offered a compromise or an invitation? And how many intentions have we misread between us? It makes me sad to think, I wonder, after 22 years of marriage, how well do we really know each other? After all, Caesar trusted Brutus.
Tina Meyer is a poet and freelance writer from Blandford, Massachusetts. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.